It is in my blood. It is in my bone. It is in my being. Before my mother became Earth, she told us our names, her final thought becoming our first as my twin brother and I crawled from the pit that held our slaughtered people, our infant feet now the last on this land to carry the Indiri marks. Dara, I say my name now, our word for vengeance. To the side, a tree shrinks from me. It knows my tongue, as do all things of the land. And like all things of late, it wishes me gone. Donal, I say my brother's name, the word for family love. Our mother knew us well, though she would never see our faces. No matter their meaning, my words are heard only by wild things and my horse, an animal that none in the Stellian stables could lay a hand on without losing a finger. Fëanor, one ear turns back to acknowledge that I have spoken, but otherwise, the stallion ignores me, as is fitting for a proud animal named after the Indiri word for unbroken. That I sit upon his back is a temporary arrangement, and I would that he remember it. When I fall, I do not wish for him to return to Still, to stables and harnesses, the civilized world shaving away his wildness until he thinks not of foraging, but of the hand that will bring the next meal to his wooden box, where he is protected from the rain and the earth, sealed off from all that calls to him. It was my own mistake, years ago, and I will not have it played out by any other, be they two-legged or four. I left that behind me when I passed from the castle's shadow, my former home. Still will not welcome me again. Not after I led the king's beloved to her near death, a foolish choice twice over. For both Vincent and my brother care for the given, and she had called them to her as easily as the sea drew Kosa herself. I would see her crowned with seagrass, but now she sits enthroned beside Vincent, the boy whose heart I cannot have. The forest moves around me, the dying rays of the sun touching briefly on my speckled skin. I cannot look at my own flesh without marveling that I carry it, a dressing on my bones that only one other wears. As falling rain sinks through the earth to feed Salium and Igthorn alike, my spots have burrowed within, giving life to what is both beautiful and poisonous at my core. I am one of the last Indiri, the violent half of the whole, the prideful carrier of deep wrath, which wants only to bury itself in the lithos of the Pietra, even if it be my last act. The love I carry for my departed people is a song made with war drums, the name my mother gave me inked deeply on my being. I close my eyes against the bright flash of fiver berries, the sun warm on my eyelids as Fëanor goes on without my guidance. The given would laugh to see me here, at this place I recalled for her from my third great-grandmother's memories. The ancient tree the Tangata cats used to sharpen their deadly claws stands as she saw it then, though larger now, and marked with the use of many in their clouder, cats long dead. I swear as I dismount, though I'd expected to find as much. Many things can be said of the given, but not that she is dim. Together we worked in the place she felt most comfortable, and I entombed. Stone walls rising to our sides and smaller walls, bound in paper, stacked beside us. That I am here now, reminded of the given, even as I banish myself from Still in order to forget her. And how others felt for her is both a prick to my conscience and a chink in my armor. In her maps and books, Kosa saw many things, as Donald does in the track of an animal, 3 days spent. These small moments she deciphered, trapped in time like a paw print in dried mud. There she saw the doom of our island, a rising sea that would never stop, the memories of the Indiri people helping to point the way.